Hey, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's Mel Herbert here for this March 7th, 2019. And of course, last night, Tesla announced the new version 3 of Supercharger, and it's fantastic, right? Except that I don't know, because I wasn't able to lay down an Elon Daily, because at 8 o'clock I was at LAX, and then I was, as you're listening to this, flying to Australia, flying to Sydney. Actually, no, flying to Melbourne first. So I wasn't able to lay down the audio after that event, unfortunately. But I did find this today, the day of the event, and that's from Teslarati. It's by Simon Alvarez, and it's a rumor. And it's a rumor from a Tesla Motors subreddit community, where somebody who supposedly knows from the inside what's going on is that they say this, that they believe that the first version 3 supercharger is actually going to be a 200 kilowatt charger. It's going to be liquid cooled in some way, and we'll be able to do 250 kilowatts of max power in the future. And the other rumored details go like this. There'll be no need to split the power between multiple vehicles charging. And that's a key thing, right? If that's true, and you can now tell me, because you know more than I do, that I can get on the same pillar and you get 200 and I get 200. Or you get 250 when they crank it up, if this is true, and I get 250 kilowatts. That would be huge. That they're going to integrate V3 with photovoltaics and some sort of power pack integration. I've been saying that for a while. That makes a lot of sense. And in fact, I think that's the only way they could potentially do this. And I don't even know if it's power pack, because you're going to need lots of electrons going through that pipe. And I'm not even sure power pack can do it. Megapack might have to be the one that does it. They say it'll be retrofittable to current generation of superchargers. We certainly hope so. There's a lot of superchargers out there, and we'd like them to come through and just update them rather than have to take them down and start again. A 96% power conversion efficiency versus 92%. And when I hear stuff like that, that sort of trivial and doesn't really matter to us very much, but it's so specific, it makes you think that this person is a really good BSer, or they actually know. It'll be 2.5 times heavier than the current supercharger, and it's not clear how fast the current S's and X will be able to charge. It looks like, again, from this subreddit, that Model 3s with their 2170 battery packs and their different way that they've got these set up so that there's better cooling will be able to take the full load, but we don't know about with S and X. It's also suggested on this report that these will all be equipped with 4G LTE so that they can check on the supercharger and make sure everything is cool, and that they'll first roll these out into the highest trafficked areas, which makes sense. Okay, so if all this is true, it's pretty nice. It's pretty cool. 250, which would be twice as fast as it is now. Maybe they don't go there initially. Maybe they just do 200 for a while to make sure everything's working fine. And again, I say twice as fast with no background in electrical engineering. So what you're obviously really listening for is just how many miles per hour of charge I can get. It will be a bit of a bummer if S and X users cannot get the full charge, but that's life. These things are going to improve all the time, and one day they'll come out with a 500 kilowatt charger and it won't work on Model 3, it'll only work on Model Y, for example. I do expect that they will say when they bring out Model Y, or when they talk about Model Y next week, that it, of course, will have the 2170 and we'll be able to take this full charge, and maybe there'll be some special sauce that it's future-proofed for even more kilowatt hours. But I don't think we're going to see a version 4 of Supercharger for a while, because obviously this is going to cost a lot of money. So I think this is the fastest you're going to see Teslas charging on a Tesla network for quite a while, because it's just going to cost too much money to upgrade it further. For now. For now. But hey, like I say, you know more than I do right now. And as soon as I land in Australia, the first place I'm going to go is to Electric or Teslarati or one of my favorite sites. And I'm going to find out if this rumors was trues or not. There's a couple of other things I'd like to get to today. And one of them is to call a bit of BS, I think. There's this all-electric GT, which was unveiled, and it has over 300 miles of range. And maybe you heard about it. But it kind of glossed over in a lot of places. But Electric had this article, of course, by Fred Lambert. And I can't remember how you say this. I don't know. Pesh Automotive? Is that it? I don't know. Tony Pesh, maybe it is. Anyway, it's an electric car, which they're showing off at the Geneva Auto Show. And they say it gets 300 miles range. But then they say that they have a charging time of 4 minutes 40 seconds to 80% charge. Let me say that again. 4 minutes 40 seconds to 80% charge. Are you kidding me? Like 6 times faster than Tesla right now, and maybe when we get Supercharger 3, still like 3 or 4 times faster than that. This to me seems like hocus pocus and crap. They say that they've got a new special chemistry that hardly heats up during charging and discharging. I think I'm going to call a bit of BS on this. This seems to be so far ahead of everybody else that if something is sounds too good to be true, it usually is. I would like to see this for real. And how many kilowatts of being put through that? Or is this a theoretical thing? This would be a major, incredible leap forward in battery technology. So I agree with Fred Lambert on this. This seems like it's a bit of smoke and mirrors. Let's get some evidence of this. Because really, if you can do that, holy smoke, this should be on the front page of like the New York Times. Really? You can shove something like 80 kilowatt hours into a battery in 4 minutes 40 seconds and not overheat? I don't think so. Or at least, if anybody's going to have that technology, it's going to be Tesla, as they've said on many times on the call. They scour the world for this technology. They've got cash. People are going to come to them with this tech. Who is this magical tech person that created this battery? I don't believe it. You may have also heard that Tesla had a little problem in China delivering cars, and the Chinese saying, hang on, wait, there's something wrong here. And we're all thinking, uh-oh, Tesla's spying on the Chinese or something. Well, it turns out, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it was simple as something as misprinted labels because they were a little busy getting these things out and somebody screwed up, and it has already been resolved. So you may have heard about this, you may have freaked out, but apparently it's fine now. They've got their labeling correct. Somebody got their label gun and they refilled it with ink. Just as an aside, I should say, China is a really important market for Tesla, just in terms of like dollars, because reading this article from, wait for it, from CNBC, they note that last year there were 28 million vehicles sold in China compared to 17 million in the United States. So, and the US is the second biggest market in the world. So China is, I had no idea, way bigger than the US for vehicles. So that's why everybody, Apple, Tesla, everybody wants to go sell their stuff in China right now because their middle class is so incredibly huge. 28 million vehicles. Tesla wants a piece of that pie. Another quick interesting aside here on Model 3, again from Electric. Sorry, Fred, I'm using a lot of your articles right now. Is a gentleman in Canada who does underbody sort of rust work, and he's found that in Model 3s, and he's done about 25 Model 3s where he does this anti-rust treatment, he's found that in the rear panel of the Tesla, there is a flaw so that it doesn't drain very well, and he's finding up to 20, 30, 35 pounds of crap in the back of the Tesla. So he has to sort of take this panel off, get all the crap and the dirt out of there, and then he can do his underbody work. And he suggests that this is a significant flaw in the design, which wouldn't really have come up in somewhere like California, which is where Tesla lives, which is where Teslas are built. But in places where they're doing a lot of salting of the roads and stuff, this could be a bit of a problem. So this might need a little upgrade in the future, particularly in places where it's lots of dirt and slush and salt and stuff seems to be getting caught under the back panel of the Model 3. And finally for today, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I want to talk about sun power. And this is from a website called PRNewsWire.com. And they say that SunPower has just come out with two new solar panels that do 400 plus watts. That's pretty cool. These are the home versions. These are the sort of the standard residential size. So now available in 400 and 415 watts for homeowners in America and 400 watts for Europe and Australia. Now, I just had some brand new SunPower panels put on at my house, and they had 360 and 370 watt panels that were their sort of maxed panel at the time. And I chose actually the 360 watt version because the 370 watts were significantly more and the payback period was just too much. Well, now they've got a 415 at the high end, so about 10% bigger again than the ones that I got, which were twice as efficient as the one I put on my house 15 years ago. So this is remarkable. This is a 60% improvement over 25 years ago. So if you've got a small roof, if you really need the most efficient panels, SunPower looks like they've got this nailed at 415. No doubt they're going to continue to move from there, or at least I hope. So it's just amazing how much more wattage per panel you can get in these now. It doesn't say in this article how much you have to pay, but I'm sure you've got to pay a significant premium for these. So make sure you do your homework when you're looking at them and really ask yourself, is that, extra density really worth the cash? As I said, I found in my case, the 360 watt panels are great, and then that little bit of a bump up to 370 just wasn't worth it. The payback period was, a long, long time. So I suspect the same here. But what this probably means is that those 370 watt panels may have come down in price, because the new big buy on the block is $415, ladies and gentlemen. $415. It's pretty amazing, because a lot of manufacturers are still just around $300 or just over $300. So SunPower has got some nice technology. So that's it, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, for today. How was that rumor? Did it get anywhere close to what actually was revealed? I will know myself in order that is short, and of course I'll be reporting back. I'm going to try and do these from Australia. Got my portable setup. May not quite sound as good as the studio setup here, but I'm going to give it a try, because it'll be fun to get some reports from Australia and the supercharging and the Tesla owners and all that is going on in the under that is down. My name's Mel Herbert. The show is Elon Daily. The big show, if you want to go check that out, is Talking Tesla. I'll speak at you tomorrow.